in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
You must be aware of the latest rulings from the High Court of Islamabad. Basically, I'm sure that this subject needs a detailed conversation, and in a couple of minutes, it's not easy to cover up everything. Anyhow, initially, most of the media knows that Islamabad High Court on 9, they gave a ruling that Mr. Khan's detention was legitimate, but the procedure was not legitimate, the way they detained him from the courtyard. Later on, Mr. Khan's legal team submitted an appeal in Supreme Court. And Supreme Court returned the case to Islamabad High Court again, advising that his detention must be dismissed and he must be under house arrest till High Court of Islamabad don't give another ruling. High Court of Islamabad gave a ruling that till 17th of May, Mr. Khan must not be detained for any case, not only the case he was detained for, any other case he cannot be detained.
Looking at this, and Pakistan's former Prime Minister, that's Imran Khan, has called for nationwide freedom protests, and this after his brief arrest and detention. So with regards to this, how has this been welcomed there in Pakistan?
We all must understand, Mr. Khan is not only an ex-Prime Minister or former Prime Minister, he's also a politician. You will find that everywhere in the world, in each and every country, politicians, they find a chance where they can sell their stance, you know, to public. And obviously, his followers and his supporters are a bit sentimental now because of his arrest earlier this week. So he's trying to cash that thing up anyhow. But now the state, let me go back a little bit. Because initially, he just launched a campaign where he was portraying that state agencies like army and all security agencies, they are involved in his ousting, and they are against him, they are anti his party, and all the stance he built up. Anyhow, army and the security agencies, they gave a very good gesture by not putting up any direct reaction when there were riots. They allow them to do whatever they want to do. And it was a clear gesture and a clear message from the army and the establishment that they are not involved in any political activity. They are not going to stop any political activity in the country in the name of protest or whatever. But at the same time, now, state is very well informed and ready to react accordingly.
Atik, now you are talking about the state being ready for any eruption, talking about protests, but has there been any word from the ruling government in terms of these eruptions that have caused chaos there in the last couple of days?
Yes, definitely there has been a chaos, and this chaos was just because state did not respond harshly. They just let them do whatever they want to do, although everywhere in any civilized world, you know, the protests or political protests, it is a legal right, it is a human right to pass their message to the authorities. But definitely, no vandalization, nowhere in the world is allowed.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.